We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Carl Turkey. It's Thursday, March 5th, 2026, and the start of Unofficial, the early St. Patrick's Day celebration.
Top of the morning to you, Carl. How's she cutting? My name's Larry the Leprechaun, and I'm here to make you an offer.
What?
You see this here rainbow? Well, I tell you, it leads to a pot of gold. All you gotta do is follow it until the end. You just gotta follow the rainbow from here till Dublin Erie. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, Carl.
I'm sorry, Mr. Leprechaun. I appreciate the offer, but I'll have to decline. You can let someone else find the gold. I've got everything I need right here. I've had big dreams for a while, Mr. Leprechaun. I think we all do. But sometimes dreams are enough for me. Thanks again for your offer.
All right, take care then, Carl. Be seeing you.
Stay safe this weekend, Thunder Chickens. That's all from me. From WPGU News, this has been Carl Turkey.
From WPGU News, wait, why is there a pot of gold here? Well, there's more celebrations this week. To celebrate International Women's Day, 12 featured speakers from the University and Champaign-Urbana shared stories of women they thought changed the world at Levis Faculty Center yesterday afternoon. The Center for the Study of Global Gender Equity and Humanities Research Institute hosted the annual celebration, where each speaker had 5 minutes to present. Kevin Tan, Associate Dean in Social Work, talked about his mom. He shared how he used to give her money in red envelopes to commemorate big life moments, like his first paycheck. When his mom was hospitalized, she returned all of the money and told him to go make more.
Mom never thought that she could change the world, but she made sure I knew I could. And for all of us in the room, before we impact individual systems or communities through our work, we remember the woman who shaped us first.
President of Illinois Student Council, Gabby Del Santo, spoke about her mom too.
Do you know what I love about you?
What?
I love that today you woke up and decided to remember and honor the women in your life, and that you are choosing to intentionally look at them positively throughout your day. That takes strength and respect, which are qualities that I think women exemplify best.
International Women's Day is Sunday. Ending off locally, the Champaign Park District Youth Theater is presenting Peter and the Starcatcher tonight through Saturday at the Virginia Theater at 7 p.m. with an afternoon show at 1 p.m. on Saturday. The play will be Youth Theater's first show of its 2026 season, titled Big Adventures, Bigger Dreams, and tells the story of the boy who would become Peter Pan. WPGU News correspondent Philip Obazue spoke with Nathan Bohanaan, CPD Youth Theater Supervisor, about why he selected this show for the kids to perform.
I enjoy doing things that are known, but kind of have a little bit of a spin to them. I think the kids really connect to those type of things. So Peter and the Starcatcher is a prequel to Peter Pan, and it's a little bit more grittier, and it's kind of its own story that stands on its own, but it connects. And so it's got that familiarity, but it's also kind of different than what we know mainstream-wise.
Tickets are available for purchase at thevirginiashowware.com. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyalliani.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Mac Jones and Philip Obazue. From WPGU News, this has been Audrey Sterwald.